Oh, life is good. Welcome to Studio 1A, everybody. Welcome to our Concert Club members. Thank you for being here. We sure do appreciate you and your support. I'm Jody Denberg. Our engineers today are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and we're fixing to have even more fun because we're going to get in the holiday spirit. Tonight at AC Alive at the Moody Theater, Robert Earl Keen's Merry Christmas from the Fam-O-Li. The show's at 8, the Hot Club at Cowtown opens, and I've got my tickets, but if you haven't gotten yours, info at acl-live.com. This fine band who's accompanying Robert today are part of this great new album, Robert Earl Keen Live Dinner Reunion. We'll talk about that. We'll talk to Mr. Keen, but we're going to make some music live on KUTX with his band, Robert Earl Keen.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at our Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We know what to think of him. Well, he sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife, Lynn. Second wife, Mary Nell. Of course, he brought his new wife, Kay, who talks all about chain smoking while the stereo plays. Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Pretty close.
It's a holiday classic on KUTX from Robert Earl Keen and his band. Now it officially feels like Christmas, right? Now I'm feeling it. Robert, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I remember the first time I heard that song, I had to play it again to make sure that really happened. It's like, wow. So what was the genesis of that song being written?
I was writing songs for the record that ended up being Gringo Honeymoon, and I kind of hit the wall, and I was thinking, you know, I'm tired of being an artist. And and then I thought, you know, I can work on this stuff, you know, tomorrow. And then I thought, you know, it's almost Christmas. I can't work on it tomorrow. I'll have to go shopping or something. And then I thought, you know, I came from Houston, Texas, and I don't have a Christmas song for me. I didn't have a Christmas song. So really trying to break out of my asthma and my weirdness about writing songs, I just thought, you know, I'm just going to write this for the heck of it. So I just kind of sat down and wrote it and just put all the stuff in it that I had experienced in having Christmas in Houston, Texas. And then I put it in my back pocket, and I really never even talked about it. And when I was talking to the guy that ended up producing the record, he said, well, you got something. Yeah, is there anything else you have? I said, yeah, I got this one stupid song about Christmas. He said, well, play that. And he started laughing immediately. So it became, it was one of those things that, people kind of gravitated to really easily. Yeah.
I think we can all relate to parts, if not all of it.
That's definitely.
Thing.
One of my favorite comments over the years was a guy who came up to me and said, you know that Christmas song you got? I said, yeah. He said, that's a picnic compared to my family.
Yeah. And it's sort of become a cottage industry. There's an accompanying book. There's an annual tour, the Famo-Li Tour, which is tonight at ACL Live at the Moody. How many years have you been doing the tour around Christmas time?
Well, we started out during the Christmas thing just playing regular shows, but it turned out people were just kind of watching us with their arms folded all the time, and I realized after a few years that all they want to do is hear this one song, and so I started threatening to just actually go up there and like tune for an hour and then do the song and then play and walk off, but I didn't figure that would fly too well. So we started like beefing it up and having costumes, and we built this big set, and then we started doing these things where we, do different themes. Like one of my favorites was a few years ago, we did the 70s Christmas, where actually Rich over here played and sang a Stairway to Heaven, with 2,000 people singing along. It was pretty cool. I'll have to say, I mean, Stairway to Heaven had an impact on me, but never like that. It's amazing.
And I know you change it up every year, so I'd imagine there's some surprises in store tonight as well.
This one is Famo-Li Country Gold Jamboree, which is kind of an extension from last year, but this one is a little bit more like we got more steroids in it, and everybody gets to be a country icon and sing an iconic country song. And there's some iconic duets going on, and it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm ready. I've got my tickets. Hopefully y'all have got your tickets. Tonight's going to be a blast. And Robert, it's good to have you in this room. You've been in this room before with Lyle Lovett, but I love you, man. But there's some great musicians here who've been here before you, actually. They played as the Xmas Men. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yes.
And they're really good. And they did a whole Christmas record. My friend Rich Brotherton, he explained to me the concept of the Xmas Men and the cover, based on a Louvin Brothers album, I think.
I'm going to let him have this. This is Rich.
Yeah.
Hello. How's everyone? Happy holidays.
So, the Xmas Men.
It actually sprung from the Christmas shows, because Robert gave us an opportunity to step out. He actually said, I want you guys to go out and like play some Christmas songs to kind of start this thing off and put on like some black turtlenecks and go out and play, you know, What Child Is This and The First Noel. And we tried that, and people were like standing around before the show going, blah, 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 and we'd start playing that. They'd look for a minute and go, blah, 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 back to whatever they were doing. And that didn't fly. So the next year we said, well, we got to grab them a little harder. And so we put together this kind of swing thing. And played one year, and then Robert's like, let's make a record. So we made a record. And it's called Santa Is Real, which is there's a great Louvin Brothers record called Satan Is Real. And it's the two Louvin Brothers standing in front of a big pile of tires that are on fire with a cardboard cut out of a devil behind them. And it's like they're indicating Satan is real. It's like, no, he's a cardboard cutout. So we took that and we replaced him with a blow up Santa and us on the Lubin Brothers bodies indicating Santa. And we made this record.
So we could do a song from that record. Everyone's here.
Let's do.
Yeah, let's do one. Christmas Man, also known as Robert O'Keefe's band, Let It Snow, and they'll be accompanying Robert tonight, ACL Live at the Moody Theater. Some credit where credit is due. Brian Bacon was on the fiddle, Kim Warner on the mandolin, Marty Muse on the pedal steel, Tom Van Skyke on the drums, and Bill Wetbeck on the bass, and Rich Brotherton on guitar. And it's a good thing I memorized that, because now everyone's moved around and I'm a little freaked out. Because I'm not really sure what's happening, but that's okay. We're just live on the air. Big concert tonight, I know that, ACL Live. And okay, so now Robert O'Keefe has a mandolin. I'm confused. What's happening here?
Well, this is basically, you know, the best thing ever about being in band in middle school was The Substitute. Yeah. So basically, that's what we're doing right here is like, you know, The Substitutes come to town, so we're all trading instruments and we're just going to pretend that we're going to be as bad as we actually are, but it's going to freak you out. So
it's going to sound great on the radio.
It's going to sound really great on the radio. We're totally sabotaging your show, Jody.
It's okay.
Undermining your show. Yes, that's it. So that's what's happening.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, this is called Happy Holidays, Y'all. And it goes like, this is like a Merry Christmas from the Family 2.
The sequel.
Yeah, it's a sequel. And it's about as good as Home Alone 4. So, TV set, an angel made of styrofoam holds Rita's cigarette. Santa has an empty beer in his plastic hand. Everyone is here this year. It's Christmas time again. You know the kids are in their sleeping bag with every kind of toy. Ken and Kay have hit the hay and Dad's new lazy boy. Fran has got a cozy spot beneath the Christmas tree. Sitting the worst award for the worst music ever played in the studio?
No. I'm feeling the spirit. I'm feeling like going to my cubicle and really feeling the spirit. A little something I have stashed there. Robert Earl Keen and his band, everybody.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas from the Famo Lee tonight. ACL Live at the Moody Theater, Hot Club at Cowtown at 8, and Robert Rokeen and this wonderful band follow. And they all play on this great new live dinner reunion record that Robert Earl put out a couple weeks ago, and we talked about it on there. Y'all should check this out. It's really fun. Another sequel, but not Home Alone 4. This is formidable. Y'all have a great holidays. I just want to warn everyone in Houston, Nashville, Dallas, and Fort Worth that after Christmas Day, these guys are coming your way. Watch out.
Yeah.
Thanks to Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove, our engineers. Thanks, y'all, for being here today. We appreciate our concert club members. Y'all have a good holiday. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Robert Earl Keen and the band live on KUTX.